Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
For I pray for this day we come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
As always, I'd like to applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sunday to consciously choose to join with others, linking hearts and minds across the airwaves as we deepen in our connection and communion with the ground of being God in us as us. And last week, Advent started, as well as Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah, Shema Tavos, to all of those who may be listening to me of a Jewish persuasion. And so I wanted to continue with the Advent journey. And Advent is a time of waiting and anticipation of the birth of Christ. It is a time of preparation for this great and wonderful event. And as we often share on the Sunday Soul, the birth of the Christ consciousness or awareness should not be left to just once a year on the 25th of December. The birth of Christ consciousness, that awareness of the Spirit of God in us as us, is something that we should be birthing moment to moment in our encounters, in our daily activities, in the awareness that God is not an old man sitting in the sky and that we are not separate from the divine being, but we are one with the divine, fullness, totality, that is God. The Christ consciousness that is birthed in us is that awareness, is that acceptance, is that belief. It is the reason Jesus was born in human form, to live and demonstrate from that Christ awareness, teaching and demonstrating and showing by example that we too were children of God, that we have the same Christ light, Christ life, Christ presence that he had in each and every one of us. So this Advent, as we prepare for the birth that we all celebrate, the invitation is to practice the waiting. Now, waiting is something that most of us, if not all of us, may be challenged. Whether we're waiting in the queue in the supermarket, we're busy checking out the other lines to see if they're moving any quicker. Whether we're waiting for someone and they're running late, and we question ourselves if we got the right time or the right place. whether we're waiting to meet someone, the love of our lives or whatever, or waiting to go on holiday, or waiting to go on that special date. Waiting is something that many of us are challenged with. And as I reflected on why is this so, it occurred to me that in some instances, we are impatient. We're impatient to get to whatever it is we're doing or for whatever it is we're waiting for to happen. So waiting is an opportunity then to learn and develop our patience. As I reflected further, I thought about how in the waiting we're sometimes stressed, we're anxious, we're worried about whether it will arrive, whether it will happen, whether it will come. So waiting is an opportunity to deepen in our faith. As I reflected further, I thought about how sometimes in the waiting, we doubt. We doubt the possibility. We doubt that it is going to happen. We doubt. So waiting gives us the opportunity to deepen in our belief. So waiting for our Advent in this Advent journey is an opportunity to deepen in our patience, our faith, and our belief. And so, whilst the Merriam-Webster dictionary defines to wait as to stay in place until an unexpected event happens, or until someone arrives, or until it's your turn to do something, or to not do something else until that happens, or to remain in a state in which you expect or hope or something to happen soon. All of these definitions require the patience, the faith, and the belief. And I think when we look at the biblical expressions of waiting, of which there are 116 instances in the Bible that reference to waiting, it really is an opportunity for us to discipline ourselves in our becoming more patient, in more faith-filled, in truly honoring our belief. And I feel that the stories I kind of want to touch upon this morning are a great example of that. And as it's December, we will start reflecting on various aspects of the Christmas story. So let's take Mary, the wonderful, truly divine example and archetype of patience, of compassion, of kindness. Now we all know the story of Mary. And Mary had to wait after she received the announcement that she was to bear the child and out of wedlock. She then waited. She then, first before that, she rushed to her cousin Elizabeth. And we know that Elizabeth and Zacharias were in their old age, and they had been waiting years upon years upon years to have a child, and had given up all hope, all belief, all expectancy that it will ever happen. Zacharias, as I've shared before, served in the temple, and so was a devout lover and believer of God, and yet when the angel Gabriel appeared to him in the tent by himself, announcing that Elizabeth would bear a child, he was doubtful. And one of my favorite parts of the Bible was when Gabriel, I can imagine in his frustration, is announcing this wonderful news, and he's questioning him, well, who are you? To which Gabriel responds, I am this angel that stands in the presence of God announcing to you, and you will be mute. You won't speak a word for doubting me. And so, Elizabeth is pregnant after waiting all of these years. All of these years into her real, what you could say, called dotage, she now was pregnant. And so Mary, having received, without questioning, without doubting, the angel Gabriel's announcement that she too was pregnant, went forth to see her cousin Elizabeth, where she stayed 3 months. 3 months with her cousin, waiting for this announcement to happen, and it hadn't happened. Imagine you're told you're unmarried, that you're going to be pregnant, and month after month after month goes by, and nothing happens. She then returns back to Joseph, whereupon she is pregnant. Two great examples of waiting. I believe Mary waited with patience. I believe she waited in faith. I believe she waited with the belief that what God said he will do, he will do. I believe that Mary truly is an incredible, extraordinary, phenomenal example of how to wait upon God. Of how to wait in faith, of how to wait patiently, of how to wait believing. So my sacred text is from Lamentations 3:24. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. My second text is from Isaiah 64:4. For since the world began, no ear has heard, and no eye has seen a God like you, who works for those who wait for him. Each of those texts are examples and a reminder of what God does and can do when we wait. I want to share my poem, which is quite a lengthy one, but truly it speaks to what we are talking about this morning. It's entitled Wait by Russell Kelfer. Desperately, helplessly, longingly I cried. Quietly, patiently, lovingly God replied. I peed and I wept for a clue to my fate, and the master so gently said, child, you must wait. Wait? You say wait? My indignant reply. Lord, I need answers. I need to know why. Is your hand shortened, or have you not heard? By faith I have asked and am claiming your word. My future and all to which I can relate hangs in the balance, and you tell me to wait? I'm needing a yes, a go-ahead sign, or even a no to which I can resign. And Lord, I've been asking, and this is my cry. I'm weary of asking. I need a reply. Then quietly, softly, I learned of my fate. As my master replied once again, you must wait. So I slumped in my chair, defeated, and talked and grumbled to God. So, I'm waiting. For what? He seemed then to kneel, and his eyes wept with mine. And he tenderly said, I could give you a sign. I could shake the heavens and darken the sun. I could raise the dead and cause mountains to run. All you seek I could give, and pleased you would be. You would have what you want, but you wouldn't know me. You'd not know the depth of my love for each saint. You'd not know the power that I give to the faint. You'd not learn to see through the clouds of despair. You'd not learn to trust by knowing I'm there. You'd not know the joy of resting in me when darkness and silence were all you could see. You've never experienced that fullness of love as the peace of my spirit descends like a dove. You'd know that I'd give and save for myself, but you'd not know the depth of the beat of my heart, the glow of my comfort late into the night, the faith that I give when you walk without sight, the depth that's beyond getting just what you ask of an infinite God who makes what you have loved. You'd never know, should your pain quickly flee, what it means that my grace is sufficient for thee. Yes, your dreams for your loved ones overnight would come true, but oh, the loss if I lost what I'm doing in you. So be silent, my child, and in time you will see that the greatest of gifts is to get to know me. And though oft may my answers seem terribly late, my most precious answer of all is still, wait. That poem blew me away because it speaks so eloquently to how all of us are impatient, how all of us, our faith wavers in our time of need and we are disbelieving. But how in the waiting we have an opportunity this Advent season to wait upon the Lord and be of good courage. To trust that whatever it is that we are asking, seeking, or needing, that as we wait with patience, with faith, and with belief, God is doing a perfect work in and through and as us. My beloved, we are called to walk by faith by and not by sight. We are called to trust and wait patiently upon God. We are called to believe that with God all things are possible. And all of these things are developed in us as we wait. As we wait on this Advent journey to the birthing of the awareness and the acceptance and the alignment of the Christ in us as us. Carl Rayner says that every year we celebrate the holy season of Advent. And oh God, every year we pray those beautiful prayers of longing and waiting and sing those lovely songs of hope and promise. I'm sure many of you, like me, have already got your Christmas playlist playing out. And it is in those songs and carols that we know so well that truly help awaken within us this Advent season, this wonderful birthing of the Christ in us. Someone once said that patience is not the ability to wait, but the ability to keep a good attitude while waiting. This Advent season, let us be more faith-filled. Let us be more believing. Let us be more patient as we wait. My science of mind reading is entitled Surrendering to the Moment. The first quote is from Eckhart Tolle, who says, "Always say yes to the present moment. What could be more futile, more insane, than to create inner resistance to what already is? Say yes to life, and see how life suddenly starts working for you rather than against you." Ernest Holmes says, "The soul must make a complete surrender of itself to the spirit. That is, the law must come under subjection to the spirit. The will of the spirit is peace, clear thinking, and happiness. It could have no other will." The author writes, "I'm not a person who prays for patience. My experience is that when I have prayed for patience, I've been given more things I need to be patient about. I'm not patient, nor do I pretend or want to be, but I do have an approach that works for me. Instead of practicing patience, I surrender. For me, surrender is far easier and allows me to let go of the immediate situation in the name of peace and sanity. Surrender allows me to let go and call forth the divine quality I need to be a blessing to that moment. One day I was at the checkout line at a big box store. The lines were long, it was hot, and people were jostling each other. On top of that, the fans, the size of helicopter blades, were whirring overhead. I was uncomfortable and felt myself becoming impatient and frustrated standing there. I had the realization that my mood was probably not helping, so I surrendered all of it. My mood, the people, and I felt peace settle over me. And then I had a further thought. What if all of these people were members of my congregation? Would I still be treating them with these moody thoughts? Of course not. I'd love them and have far more tolerance for them than for myself. I let myself relax into this thought and began loving these people like I did my spiritual community. Suddenly, the line began moving faster. People were smiling at me, and I got through the line in peace. My beloved, learning to wait and having that attitude of patience and faith and belief whilst waiting can make the difference to how life finds us, treats us, and meets us. We all, without exception, will have an opportunity during this Christmas time and beyond to practice waiting with patience, with faith and belief. As we're preparing ourselves in the uncertainty of all that is going on in regards to COVID, as we are preparing ourselves with the shopping and the preparations and the buying, let us take a moment in all of our busyness to remember that this whole waiting experience is a call and an invitation to deepen, to strengthen, to be more of what God created us to be. And so as we wait upon God with patience, with faith, and with belief, awaiting patiently, faith-filled, and believing the Christ being birthed in us, let us bring that way of being in all our interactions, into all our expressions, into all our connections and communications at this time and beyond. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within. Always I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as we take the next three deep breaths in, be conscious of the inhalation and exhalation, the inspiration, the expiration, the expansion and the contraction. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and breathe in the breath of life. Hold. Gently, slowly, release. Take your second deep breath in, inhale. Hold, gently, slowly, release. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly, breathe. bringing attention down into your heart, that wonderful organ that pumps the life-giving blood around your body. And inhale, love. And exhale, cruelty. Inhale, joy. Exhale, impatience. Now place your attention at your kidneys, at your back, acknowledging with gratitude how this wonderful organ eliminates the waste and toxic substances from your body. Inhale, gentleness. Exhale, fear. Inhale, calmness. Exhale, stress. Now place your attention on your liver, the right side of your body, under your rib cage, and acknowledge with gratitude how this wonderful organ detoxifies the blood and combats infection. Inhale, kindness. Exhale, anger. Inhale, generosity. Exhale, frustration. Now place your attention on your lungs and acknowledge with gratitude all that your lungs do as it brings in air from the atmosphere and passes the oxygen around in your bloodstream. Inhale, righteousness. Exhale, depression. Inhale, courage. Exhale, sadness. Place your attention on your stomach, over the left side of your body, and acknowledge the wonderful organ that stores, mixes, and breaks down the food that nurtures and nourishes and sustains you. Inhale, fairness. Exhale, worry. Inhale, trust. Exhale, anxiety. Let's take a moment to offer up gratitude for all the various systems that operate within our body, the nervous, the respiratory, the endocrine, the skeletal, the immune, the cardiovascular, the urinary, the intergametary, the reproductive, the digestive system. All of these systems that operate unconsciously for you. You are not directing them. They know what to do without any interference from you. You are wonderfully and awesomely made. And take a moment just to acknowledge with gratitude just how awesome, in the true meaning of the word, your body is. And now affirm to yourself, the divine within me is wholeness, and my mind reflects this wholeness into every organ, every function, every action, every reaction of my physical being, renewing it after the perfect pattern, the Christ within me. Take a deep breath in and allow that affirmation to resonate within you. And prepare yourself as we enter into the circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that's in need of prayer at this time. God, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, that which is, was, and yet to come, is everywhere present at every point in space and time. Divine Beloved, ground of being, thou who art the unknowable and who art all-knowing, as we consciously come into communion with you this morning, asking that you strengthen, embolden, and encourage us as we wait. As we wait in patience, as we wait in faith, as we wait believing for the Christ to be birthed in us. Let us truly deepen in our communion and our awareness of your presence within us as us. Let us truly learn to wait upon you for all that we need or have need of. Mother, Father, God, there is none like you in all of the heavens. You who are the same yesterday, today, world without end, simply require that as we wait, we grow and develop our consciousness of who you are and who we are in you. As we wait, let us truly become more patient. Let us truly remember our expectation is from you and you alone. Let us truly walk by faith and not by sight. Let us truly believe that with God all things are possible. O Divine Beloved, ground of being, thou who art the source of all that is, we come into your presence consciously, waiting, waiting, waiting. There is so much that is happening in our world at this time. So many people that are struggling, so many people that are starving, so many people that are fleeing wars and persecution. So many people in need. When we are overwhelmed with all the needs that are happening and all the needs that are required, we come consciously into your presence to surrender it to you. For you know what to do and how to do it. So as we hold our world lovingly, compassionately, prayerfully in this moment, asking a blessing for all its inhabitants, two-legged, four-legged, winged, hoofed, thin, asking a blessing upon our government leaders, asking a blessing for whatever need our world has at this time, that it be met, and that we wait patiently as it is happening. Mother, Father, God, for anything I have failed to ask, I know you will not fail to bless. For you said, before you call, I will answer. While you yet speak, I have heard. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercy, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. Take a deep breath in and open your eyes as we do our movement prayer this morning and affirm out loud. As you stretch your hands towards the sky and wiggle your fingers, I open myself to the oneness of all of life. Cross your hands, palms down, over your heart and affirm, I radiate love to all who I meet. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm, I speak only words that affirm the quality of life I want. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, facing outwards and affirm, I'm continuously grateful for all my blessings, seen and unseen. Bend your elbows and make small circles with your wrists and affirm, I let go of any real or perceived shortcomings I may have. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our affirmations and the Buddhist reflection. Our science of mind affirmation. Repeat after me. I surrender all people.
I surrender all people.
Places and things. To the peace of this moment.
To the peace of this moment.
Our Buddhist reflection. If anyone has hurt or harmed me.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed.
I forgive the path and close the door.
I forgive the path and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. Our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
illumination, Rumi says, God writes spiritual mysteries on our hearts, where they wait silently for discovery. As we come towards the close of our Sunday soul, I would just like to remind you that our 10 of 10, as always on Thursday, our midweek prayer, and this is December, so I would like to take the opportunity to invite you, if you have found any kind of value or worth in our Sunday souls, this is a time of giving and receiving, and I'd invite you to make a donation to the Love is Kindness charity, and knowing that it will go out to do something that will bless the people that are in need. So my closing benediction. May you grow still enough to hear the small noises and makes us prepare for the long sleep of winter, so that you yourself make a calm and grounded deep within. May you grow still enough to hear the trickling of water seeping into the ground, so that your soul may be softened and healed and guided in its flow. May you grow still enough to hear the splintering of starlight in the winter sky and the roar of the earth's fiery core. May you grow still enough to hear the stir of a single snowflake in the air, so that you're in a silence, and that in that silence you wait. You wait patiently, faithfully, and believing. So, my beloved, as it's December, we have Christmas songs. And so my closing song for you this week is my favorite this week. It's by Danny Gokey, entitled Lift Up Your Eyes. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hear the angels talking, sing the song.
Robert, Danny Gilkey, and lift up your eyes. Beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy Sunday, and I look forward to joining you on Thursday for our midweek prayer. Peace and blessings.